he said.
Should I say it again?
Sure.
What a great band they were.
They were.
They were.
You're right about that. All right, so we have 7 after the hour. Rich is here, and Jennifer's here, and Roberta's here. And I have found some things that are extraordinarily good that I would like to share all of you. Okay, everybody ready for good stuff?
Ready for the good.
Number of violent crimes has fallen by a large 12% since last year. That's pretty interesting, given the fact that most people would tell you in a time like this that crime would be up because people are having a hard time, things are bad, people are hurting, so they'd be more likely to be contemplating something illegal. But that apparently is not the case, at least with violent crimes anyway. I think that's not the case with, what do they call it, crimes that are not incidental crimes. Like robbery.
Non-violent criminals?
Yeah, I guess. Well, this is the opposite of violent. Cleverly put by Jennifer. Non-violent.
They were saying Conrad Murray was a non-violent offender yesterday.
Right. Okay, who thinks, by the way, thank you for bringing that up because I wanted to discuss that here. 800-510-8255. Conrad Murray found guilty. Mm-hmm. All right? Everybody think that that's appropriate?
Sure.
He's supposedly gone into the slammer for, what, 4 years? Is that right?
Yes, that's his maximum.
He ain't ever going to spend 4 years in the slammer. He won't spend 4 months in the slammer.
Everybody was really surprised that the judge sent him to jail right away yesterday.
Yeah, why? They thought he was going to flee the country?
He was going to let him go to Italy first?
It seems silly because...
The food's been there.
Yeah, he's been sticking around, but they said they did it for his own safety.
Yeah. Why, you think he's going to be safe in jail?
Well, I don't know, but they were afraid some crazed Jackson fan would off him, I guess. I don't know.
You don't think there's anybody in jail that likes Michael Jackson?
Right. In 4 years,
he's not.
This is controversial, and I know I stand alone with this, but maybe not. Maybe there's someone else out there. I don't think he should be in jail.
Really?
And my wife was kind of surprised.
Well, I wasn't surprised. I thought he was. I totally thought he was going to go down the river for the
800-510-8255. Here's the thing about putting nonviolent offenders in jail, in part, in this circumstance, maybe the specifics of this case. You're not going to bring Michael Jackson back.
Right.
Has Conrad Murray got any money?
No.
If he does, then the family sues him, like the family of what's-his-face sued O.J., and got judgments against him, and they keep collecting bits and pieces from him here and there. But sending the guy to jail doesn't send a message.
It doesn't bring anybody back, and he's in jail collecting. We're paying for him to be in jail.
$45,000 a year.
When all they have to do
is... there's any possibility that he could help another person sleep better?
Are you kidding? This?
I mean,
unless the guy's crazy.
Michael Jackson died because Michael Jackson had a drug problem.
Michael Jackson had an enabler who was giving him drugs.
It's a combination of both. They were both killed. It was a concerted effort on both of their parts.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson wasn't guilty.
Right.
I mean, wasn't innocent of this, and neither was Murray.
It's a two-to-tango in this one.
Yeah, right. And Murray went babbling to all of his friends about leaving his practice. I'm going to go to work for Michael Jackson.
$150,000 a month.
Yeah.
The fault that I have with him is that he should have called 911 right away when he knew there was a problem.
He shouldn't
instead of
have
cleaning
given
up
him
the evidence.
Propofol.
Yeah.
I have with him.
You know the thing is, Rich, if he didn't do it, somebody else would. That's the drug that Michael Jackson.
Then your hands are clean. If you say no,
right.
Michael, I'm not.
That's why he shouldn't be a doctor anymore. But he shouldn't be sitting in jail either.
800-510-8255. Who agrees with Jennifer and me that he ought not to go to jail? Or, Roberta, you haven't spoken out. Do you think he should go to jail?
No, I think he should go to jail. Absolutely.
Okay. Roberta thinks he goes to jail. Richie, think he goes to jail. All right. So it's two against two, as usual.
In this country, we have laws that if a bartender knowingly serves somebody too much, and they leave drunk and they get killed or they kill somebody, that bartender can be liable.
Yeah, I think
this guy, I think, is
liable is one thing. But is there another punishment that's better than sending him to jail? What good?
That bartender could go to jail.
But what good does that do? It doesn't do any good to send most of the people in jail who are in jail ought not to be in jail. That's more of the issue. Conrad Murray brings it back to the surface again.
Are we debating his guilt or are we debating his sentence?
I think we're debating his sentence. I think we all think he's guilty.
I think he's a bad dude. I think he should be disbarred. Don't get me wrong. But
is
I don't
barred,
think he should
barred?
Sit in, I think he should disbarred. Because he's a lawyer. He should be, you know, whatever they do.
They take their shingle away from them.
They take their shingle because he violated
stick it
his oath.
Where the sun doesn't shine. Reginald is in Washington, D.C. You're on the air on Good Day. Hi.
He should have shot him as a drug dealer. Because that's what he was doing, stealing drugs.
Yep.
Michael Jackson killed himself. He was taking the drugs.
Hey, and Reginald, he was doing more than dealing the drugs. He was helping you take them. How many drug dealers have you ever met on the corner of the city?
Hey,
you.
Hey,
let me help cocaine, you. And here's how you use it.
He wasn't helping me take it. But my case in point is that he was selling drugs. And that's what they should charge him for, drug dealing.
All right, so, Reginald, do you think it served your interests, you as a citizen of this country, are being served by sending Conrad Murray to jail, or ought to be another penalty?
It should have been another penalty.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm not in the judiciary system, so I really don't know. Right. But 4 years for selling drugs, I guess it's right then. It's a good sentence for him then. 4 years, that's about right. 4 years for drug dealing, yeah. First time caught, hey, what do you want?
All right.
You know, gotta
got
answer
it.
Something. All right.
I just think if he had killed a poor person or if he had killed
been
one
been
of
ignored.
Us. They wouldn't have been ignored. It's because it was Michael Jackson.
Killing one of us would have been
the fall guy.
Celebration.
Let me ask you this.
Doctors kill poor people all the time and walk away scot-free.
Especially now that they know they won't have to go to jail if they get it. If you get a year.
Janet is in Hartford, North Carolina. Hi, welcome to Good Day, Janet.
Good morning.
Morning. So what do you think ought to be the disposition of Conrad Murray?
Well, I am Bo Crandall's wife, and no matter what he says, I want to know I agree with you. That he shouldn't go to jail, he just should have his license yanked.
Yeah. So Bo Crandall is your husband?
Yes.
And that is, he doesn't usually agree with you, is that it?
Well, no, he sent you, you read one of his emails earlier today.
Oh!
That Bo!
That one, yeah.
Oh.
Well, you guys argue about what? I got it. Yeah, okay.
Can I first tell you, I love you too?
Now, this is last hour, so you have to tell everybody.
Way too long to argue about much.
All right, so here's the deal. Last hour, I read an email from Janet's husband who thanked me for being a hero because he likes listening to me because I tell stories that may not have all of the truth connected to him. And he tells Janet what the truth is, and she goes and checks it out at work and finds that he's right and I'm wrong, so he's a hero and I'm a jerk. Okay, that's good, Janet. Perfect.
Well, I do have to give him that because most of the time he is right, and
right.
I wanted to call you in before and tell you when he was wrong, but he wouldn't let me.
Oh, what a coward.
You better call us now that we're friends, Janet. You better call us.
Yeah, you better
absolutely.
Keep us apprised. I want to know what he says about what I say, and then I want to know what you say about what I say. How's that, Janet? Is that a deal?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you.
Actually, you know what? Hold on. Yes. Janet, I got something for you. You ready? You there?
Yes.
All right, you know how I'm always talking about Sea Crane radios?
Yes.
Okay. So I think that because you're listening to me with such aplomb so carefully, and I want you to have, are you listening to a station that's AM or FM?
AM.
It's an AM radio. Okay. We're going to find you a Sea Crane radio that you can listen to in your car that has perfect AM, so you can hear on that station every single word, every single phrase, every single expression, every single nuance of what I'm saying, so that your husband will perhaps, change his demeanor when it comes to.
You can tell how much we listen to you, don't
I
you?
I can tell that. That's why I'm sending you a Sea Crane radio, so you listen even better on the quality of the Sea Crane radio. All right.
Well, thank you so much, sir. You're such a sweetheart.
And so are you. Hold on. Never mind your husband. We'll take care of him later. All right,
I'll
Janet.
Thank you. You can have him.
I don't think that was a deal he had in mind.
Okay. Hold on a second. Isn't it fun? The people who take things. They're not necessarily so seriously, but they do pay attention, and that's not a bad thing. All right, so here, wait a minute. Denny wants to be heard on this. Hold on just a second. Hi, Denny, your time. Go ahead.
Very good. You know, I wasn't even sure that I heard you correctly when you're talking about Conrad Murray as far as him being a non-violent offender. he killed somebody. How do you? How can you be more?
But he
violent?
Didn't do it violently. He didn't stick a knife in his throat, or he didn't shoot him with a
like
gun.
An axe murderer.
Yeah,
he's just as dead.
Is that Jack the Ripper?
Jackson is just as dead. Yes, I guess that's a way of looking at it.
Good point.
Right? Thank you for making that point. 800-510-8255. So, did what's his face, Conrad Murray, get what he deserved? And the fact that he was guilty, we all think he was guilty, but should he go to jail? I'm sort of batting that around a little bit here. It has value, the conversation. 800-510-8255. Here's something else that has value. Master Omega 3. This is not like Master Yoda. This is Master Omega. That would be, actually, you know what? That's a character. Richie.
Yeah.
I just had a genius bolt of lightning.
Now he's going to do a Yoda voice and do this commercial.
No. Actually, I was thinking we could create a whole series of books and movies around Master Omega instead of Master Yoda.
Oh, like making him like a character.
Yeah. Master
Omega.
All right, wait a minute. Here it is. Richie, record this and then put
like
it
Yoda.
In. All right, here we go.
He can slip out of any situation.
Right, exactly. Here we are. Master.
Hold on a minute.
Wait, can't you do this faster? Let's go.
Okay, go ahead.
Master. What are you laughing at, Roberta?
So weird.
Yeah, but it's a new toy. I got to play with the toys. Okay, you ready? Master Omega. All right, let's hear
Do me a favor. Don't you do the sound effects. Let me take care of that part. just say the line.
Want me to do it better?
Yeah.
Master Omega. That all right?
There you go.
Okay. Now, meanwhile, back at the Master Omega bottle, actually send a copy of this to Mr. Carey, and he'll get a kick out of this. Omega 3 is for your heart, your brain, and your joint health. That's what you know about omega-3. But do you know about Master Omega-3? Double concentrated omega-3 supplement that will support absorption. There's no unpleasant aftertaste because some of these, you know, they're good for you. But if it happens to break in your mouth, it's a horrible taste. It's good for you, but it's a horrible taste. Anyway, Master 3 is an incredible, it's really an incredible supplement that helps so much. And you can try a free bottle of Master Omega 3 right now. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. I think it's like $9 or something. The free bottle is on its way. Not only do you get a free bottle of Master Omega, every single one of you right now need to pick up the phone and call 800-359-7904. I wish there was more of a ring to it than that, but that's the number. You can write that. That's, how many people remember? All right, Jennifer, I'm going to test you. 800-359-7904.
359-7904.
Roberta.
390-7904.
All right, that made my
359-7904.
Call 800-359-7904. That's why Jennifer gets a free bottle, Roberta doesn't. 800-359-7904, your free bottle of Master Omega.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Healthy garden, easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hemp USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
To give you another opportunity. You ready?
There are no wrong answers here, Kerry.
No, there always is. We'll find a right answer.
Only
to
incorrect questions.
What's the name of the former mayor of Washington we were talking about earlier? Think about Raz and
Boyden.
Blue.
Straw.
Dingle.
Boyden Dingle?
Boys and Dingle. That's it. That's right. Mayor Boys and Dingle.
Boys and Dingle. That's it. Right. No.
I'm a politician, which means I'm a cheat and a liar. And when I'm not kissing babies, I'm stealing their lollipops.
Having fun with Doug Steffens. Good day.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
That's the first time you will hear that this season here. It's the first Christmas song.
Why are you torturing us?
Well, we're not playing it because it's Christmas. There's some pretty sad news about Andy Williams, who, if you saw the story at DougSteffen.com, he has announced that he is battling bladder cancer. He'll continue to perform his Christmas show at his Moon River Theater in Branson, Missouri. And he's going to, he's been, I guess this is his 75th year in show business. That's kind of scary in a nice way. What do you say about a guy who's going through that kind of stuff? How do you make him? He's usually on. He usually comes on this program during the Christmas season.
One of the best highlights of this show ever was Andy Williams when we were interviewing him while he was playing golf.
Yeah.
And it was his turn to tee off, so he handed the phone to his brother.
No, his wife.
His wife.
No, his wife.
Had us talk to his wife while he took his shot, and then he came back and was like, okay. It's hysterical.
He's got a great attitude. He said, I do have bladder cancer. He's 83. He said it's no longer a death sentence. People with cancer are getting through this. And so that's cool. Nobody had heard that this was the first public statement that he made about it. He says, I'm going to do the shows I've planned to do and do what I normally do. And then he's saying chestnuts roasting on the open fire.
On the other side of that, can you imagine being all excited, being in Branson on vacation? You get tickets to the Andy Williams show. It's going to be a fun night, honey. Let's go.
I got bladder cancer.
And then all of a sudden he walks out on stage and tells you that, drops that bomb on you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the time and the place.
Yeah.
Kind of depressing.
Andy Williams show on television from 62 to 71. Won 3 Emmys for that. He was in a quartet with his 3 older brothers. in the 60s, and that was good stuff, too. There's a lot of good music, but he's the only one who really survived in terms of the entertainment world. So, anyway, that's we all hold good thoughts for him. I think
that's what
we do. Yep, very pleasant fellow. 26 after the hour. We're talking about fellas, maybe not so, I don't know, Conrad Murray may be a wonderful guy, but he's guilty, and our question is, what ought to happen to him? Bill in Chaparral, New Mexico, thanks for calling. Good day. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, sir. What do you think is the best way to work through this?
Oh, I put him in community service for 4 years.
Yeah.
Was state penitentiary suspended?
Yeah, just to clean the sidewalks
cleaning bedpans.
Yeah, you know what he ought to be? Here's what he ought to be. He ought to be a drug and rehab. He ought to be a counselor for drug addicts. That's what he ought to do.
How does he have any...
I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
Clean up lab vermin.
He might be able to do that.
He should be sent overseas, like with the Peace Corps or something, and, you know, to work as a doctor somewhere.
That might be a good thing for him. Practice what he knows how to do well and not waste his education.
Yeah. Exactly.
Put the thief inside the bank vault.
800-510-8255. What do you think the ought to be the disposition for Conrad Murray? It's 28 after the hour.
Good morning, Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Barnes & Noble announced the newest addition to its Nook devices, the 7-inch Nook tablet. The device is comparable to Amazon's Kindle Fire, but has slightly better hardware, removable storage, and better battery life. The tablet costs $250 and has access to popular apps like Pandora, Netflix, and Hulu Plus. In other news, Disney and YouTube made a deal to produce a video series based on the popular app Where's My Water? Disney will create the content and YouTube will remain a neutral distributor. Disney and YouTube plan to make 8 of these at a time. And finally, everyone hates waiting for the cable repairman to show up. It cost American workers $37 billion just last year, but the company Time of Arrival hopes to change all that by tracking worker patterns. TOA has begun to drastically reduce our waiting. Wondering how it works? Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
On to round 3. If a train leaves Spokane,
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry. I'm a hugger.
It's time for the country to cut loose.
See you later, baby.
CMA Awards on ABC with Taylor Swift, Blake Shelton, Kenny Chesney, Miranda Lambert, Jason Aldean, Scotty McCreary, Lady Annabella, Brad Paisley, Vince Gill, and Keith Urban pay tribute to Glenn Campbell. And for the first time in 5 years, country legend Faith Hill returns to the CMA stage.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This program is on the air live till 10 o'clock Eastern every day. And if you would like to partake of the program, perhaps your station carries it till 9 or 8 or whatever, and you want to download it, you can certainly do that. DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. Or you can listen, like the ladies we were talking to. Do we have two people on this last half hour who listen on the way to work and then... They can certainly download another hour and listen to it on the way home. Very cool stuff. Thank you all for being there and taking part in this daily ritual, which sometimes goes someplace important and sometimes it stalls on the highway. You know how that is? Get it into the left-hand lane and we run out of gas. But then Rich and Jennifer and Roberta get behind us and push. I steer, and they push the car off to the side of the road, and then we're okay. We're safe and sound to yak another day. Our yak at the moment focusing on Conrad Murray. Just a couple more minutes on this, whether you think he has been appropriately charged and convicted, and then what ought to happen to him. Nancy's in Desert Edge, California. Nancy, nice to have you here. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Very nice chatting with you.
We all agree that Conrad Murray is guilty. However, what we should do is one way or another, if we put him in jail for 4 years, we're going to pay. I agree with Roberta. I think we ought to send him to another country to put his knowledge to good use. And you know what we're all forgetting about Doug is this young man was really suffering. Can you imagine what it's like not to be able to sleep? We are at least... He's going to be at peace now, so why do we argue about what we're going to do with this man's knowledge? Put it to work. Yeah. Let him help somebody else.
All right. That's a good point. Thank you very much for making it. Mark's in Aberdeen, Washington, listening to Good Day. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, I've got a Murray comment, but I want to say I think first that the space rock ought to be called a hemorrhoid. They seem to have the terms backwards.
That's the comment of the day. Thank you, sir.
You like that?
Yeah,
okay, well, there's a very good reason why Conrad should go to jail. It sends a message to anybody else who...
Yeah.
Or happen to be thinking about doing the same thing, selling themselves, like Elvis's doctor, or pharmacist, or who, yeah, his doctor, who have sold themselves for money, or for notoriety, or for somebody like Michael Jackson, yeah. And it'll make them think twice because he's
Maybe that's an interesting point. Is it all going to be worth it? I could be paid $50,000 a month, but at the end of the day, what's going to happen to me if you can think about something other than your own greed and avarice? Yeah, maybe it
doesn't let me off. I won't go to jail.
It sends a message to the medical community that, yes, the doctors could actually be thrown in jail, and that might make them rethink it.
Yeah. All right. Interesting and pensive thought. Thank you, sir. Mike listens in Albuquerque. Hi.
Hello, Doug. How you doing?
Well, sir. How about you?
Oh, just pretty okay.
That's pretty good.
My take on the subject, at some point in time, this doctor swore and affirmed an oath to do no harm.
Right.
Now, whether or not Jackson requested or demanded propofol, whether or not the possible pitfalls of an administration of that drug, which is strictly intended for use in a controlled environment, a hospital room, an operating room with a number of people in attendance, rigorously, you know, monitoring vitals, that sort of thing. At the very least, Conrad Murray exhibited a lack of judgment. He lent tacit approval to a course of action that ultimately cost the man his life. Yeah. Was Jackson complicit? Absolutely.
Here's the question that I have. And I guess and this is what I would like to pose to you, because I agree with you. I think that he absolutely violated his oath. I'm not arguing with that at all. He was not, obviously, the doctor that any of us would want. But are we going to start throwing every doctor in jail that makes a bad mistake that costs someone their life?
Well, I think you need to, first of all, determine what is a bad mistake, what is negligence, what is that which would be considered doing something for money. Did Jackson demand it? You know, if you don't do it, I'm going to fire you. And something else to consider, Jackson was not exactly destitute. He was a man of means, not like he once was, but he still was a man of means. If that be the case, and you want a full-time doctor on call, why on earth would you hire Jamaica Mon? I mean, you go for one of the best of the best of the best, put him on retainer for $1 million a year and go on down the road.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's tit for tat. They were both complicit in Jackson's death. At some point in time, though, I think you need to send a message. You know, we take that oath that you swore. We take that literally. And if you want to go against your oath, against common sense, ethics, call it what you will, or money, you know, there are consequences. At the end of the day, a man is dead.
Yep.
Was Murray 100% responsible? Of course not. Of course not. No one, I don't think anyone in their right mind would say that. But you expect, when you are in the presence of a medical doctor, to receive reasonable care. And at some point in time, Murray could have said, you know what, I'm not going to do it. It's too dangerous. And maybe even got a hold of some of Jackson's family members and said, you know what, we need to do an intervention. This man's going to die. He's on he's exhibiting symptoms of someone that, it's not going to turn out well. There's a train wreck coming, and we need to do something.
The family tried that, and this guy was on the other side feeding them the whole time.
Yeah. All right, Mike.
Yeah,
very good. Yeah, that was a great call, listening to the Kiva. Here's Pauline in Melbourne, Florida, listening to WMEL. Hi, Pauline.
Hi. Is this Doug?
Yes, ma'am.
I listen to you every morning as I walk, Doug, but I think you're missing the point here. The verdict was involuntary manslaughter, which carries a sentence in most states. I know it did in Ohio, and my cousin was involved in a car crash, and he spent time in jail. The other thing is that Dr. Murray took a high risk when he was administering propofol outside of the hospital, and I think he got careless when he walked out of the room.
Yeah. But, so you think it's appropriate he's found guilty. What do you think is an appropriate sentence for him?
Whatever the judge.
So you agree with the judge's 4 years. Okay. All right. That's good. Pauline, thank you. Thank you for taking me with me. Hello. Say that again, Doug. Thank you for taking me with
you
on your morning walk. It's 19 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Would you consider surgery to change the color of your eyes? That was our poll question yesterday. at DougStefan.com. And the results were 94% saying, no, it's a ridiculous waste of money. Let's see here. 3% of you said, I doubt I could afford it even if I wanted to. 2% said, maybe after they've done it a few times and have perfected it. 1% says, yes, where do I sign up? That was Roberta.
That was me.
The poll today has to do with the hemorrhoid that is going to pass close to the Earth this afternoon. Will you try to see it? A, yes, I've already made plans to. B, I might if I remember. C, I doubt it, I'll be working. D, I'll probably look for videos online. E, I'm not interested.
Okay.
Sorry, one way or the other. This happens at, what, it was 6:39 Eastern, I think was the time. One of the things that I noticed yesterday, and I always kind of forget about this, the first day of having the clocks turned back and I'm on the farm, and like quarter of five, 5 o'clock, starting to get dark.
It was dark, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah. I'm out on the tractor trying to get some stuff done. I can't see what I'm doing. So,
yeah. But I don't know why they do that. Why do they do that?
Why do they? Who's they?
Whoever decides that
who
we
is
to
it?
Do that.
The God of time.
Yeah,
the Congress. I mean, Congress votes
nobody
on this
likes
stuff.
It. Nobody I know likes it.
Well, I'm with
so
you,
why
Roberta.
Why is it done?
It's like everything else that nobody likes in this country, and it still gets done. How is that? Is nobody? I have never. It's interesting. This weekend I was around more people.
Yeah, but
at the Radio Hall of Fame dinner, and doesn't make a difference what side of the street they were on, what their color was, what their education was, what their religion was, politics. They all. There wasn't one person. I bet you I talked to 45 people on Saturday night, and somehow or other, mm-hmm. because they find out you're a host, well, you're a Republican or a Democrat, or I'm none of those things. And they don't want to know, anyway, what I'm about. They want to get on their soapbox and say, I can't believe things are going on in this country the way they are. This country's in horrible shape, deplorable shape. So I look at them, I say, okay, so how'd it get this way? Well, we've elected terrorism. Did you vote? Yeah, I voted for, and one guy said he voted for Obama. He said, so it's your fault. And then somebody else said they didn't vote at all. I said, no, it's your fault. And they didn't like that. So I don't think I'll win any awards at the Radio Hall of Fame probably pretty quickly.
Nah.
But anyway. So here's a pleasant thing for you. When I think about this, I think about my daughter and me at the wedding. There is a wonderful, wonderful experience awaiting you in our Video of the Day box at DougStefan.com. A father-daughter wedding dance. Not only will Richie be turned on by the music, and there's really no audio. I mean, you can play the music, Richie, if you want to. But it's not the music. It's the two of them together dancing, and they both look like they've rehearsed this. And it goes on and on.
Of course they rehearsed it.
Well, but look at it. Are you watching it?
I'm watching it right now with the sound turned down, and even with the sound turned down, it's wild.
Yeah, it's very good.
They look like some sort of, like, you know, Motown duo doing, you know, Bustin' the Moves.
Yeah. Yeah, it is worth
it's incredible.
A moment. Any of you who are fathers that have had great times with your daughter at the wedding, I think we have some audio, actually a video of me at the wedding. Don't we somewhere, Richie? You were the only one on the staff that didn't show, although Roberta didn't show up either.
Invite me.
I didn't?
No, you didn't.
Huh. Ooh. How'd that happen?
Dinner was really good, Roberta.
But you didn't invite me, Doug.
I'm sorry, Roberta. I couldn't go, so I could have given you my invitation.
Now, how did I mess that up? You know what?
I don't know, but you did.
And you have hurt feelings?
Yes.
You're just telling me now you had hurt feelings.
Yes.
You know what? That was really
nicely
a major.
Done,
I stuck my foot into it, but I really apologize. You know what? That was really not a good
thing. It was a really good party, too.
All right, Jeff.
I heard how good it was.
I'm sorry.
Over and over again.
How the hell did I
manage
that?
I kept saying to myself, Roberta would have a great time here.
Yeah. You know, I got two invitations. He told me I could bring a friend.
Jennifer, before we get to Dr. Ken. These are my friends, ladies and gentlemen.
Gosh, Dr. Ken and I were drinking up a storm.
Apparently, a couple of us are your friends.
Anyway, so, Jennifer, the Facebook picture of Charlotte seems to be attracting some attention. If you're on Facebook, you go to facebook.com/Doug Stefan.
Roberta.
For Good Day Show.
Charlotte was at the wedding.
Yeah, no, Charlotte was not at the wedding.
She was.
The
dog goes.
Yeah, you've got to see this picture.
Actually, Charlotte was in the car at the wedding. Actually, she was at the wedding.
She was?
Yeah, she was on the car.
Up at Facebook. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, you can see Charlotte, who is guarding Doug's milk room very well. A lot of people have chimed in on this. A couple, and I'm telling you, Doug, people want more Charlotte. Janice Park says she was wondering about Charlotte the other day. Glad to see that she's still up and at him. And
she's at it.
Everybody's commenting. You can also chime in on what we've been talking about all hour, the Conrad Murray trial. That question is posted up on our Facebook page right now. Should he go to jail? Should he not? Did the jury get it right? You can all chime in.
Let's talk to Dr. Ken about this in a minute.
Okay.
I want to find out what his view on it is. Plus, he has a lot of other news. The Daily Dose of Medical Information. Dr. Ken Kronhaus up next here on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I drink Emergen-C to help me get through my busy day.
A busy day, huh? Why, I imagine with all those B and C vitamins, you bought groceries, mowed the lawn, organized a celebrity charity event, and discovered a natural alternative to synthetic rubber, making everything from tires to bouncy castles indestructible. Am I right?
Well, I clean the whole garage and prune the hedges.
Incredible. Emergen-C, the fizzy fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
As fall turns into the holiday season, entertaining expert Paul McCullough says coffee can be a focal point for gathering, not just a standard offering with dessert. McCullough, who caters to the Hollywood star, says when worked into entertaining plans, coffee can turn an everyday visit into a memorable event.
It's easy to find high-quality premium coffee in the supermarket, and during the cooler holiday entertaining season, it's wise to have a few varieties on hand to be prepared for unexpected guests. Starbucks offers an assortment of flavor and taste profiles that make entertaining guests convenient and delicious. I love the naturally sweet, rich flavor of Starbucks Natural Fusions Vanilla, which is really enjoyable with festive butter cookies, or the balanced, clean notes of House Blend, which is the perfect accompaniment for pecan pie. No matter what your flavor preference is, there's something to suit everyone's taste anytime you entertain.
McCullough says whether you're getting together with friends and family or enjoying your daily routine, a delicious cup of high-quality premium Starbucks coffee adds an extra element of warmth to the occasion. I'm John Tridden.
12 and a half before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, the medical expert for the Good Day program. Over the course of this week so far, Ken, people talking about the guilty verdict and your perspective on this from a doctor's point of view. You've heard some of the conversation here and elsewhere about what ought to take place with Dr. Murray. I don't think you had any disagreement with him being guilty, did you?
Absolutely not. From the moment I heard about this, if you recall, Doug, I told you that this was such rogue behavior, unheard of for a physician outside of the hospital to be using propofol. Propofol is an incredibly powerful medication. It looks a little bit like shaving cream, white shaving cream. Yeah. It's uniquely in appearance as it's injected intravenously, and you must be monitoring the patient's heart. You must be having available the equipment to breathe for the patient, because it can quickly turn off the ability for one to breathe on their own, quickly turn the heart off, and you would never, ever imagine giving this drug to anyone at home.
Wow. So this is, what's the punishment? What do you think the medical community thinks the punishment ought to be?
Well, he should definitely lose his license. This is a problem of strict judgment. He then needs to be evaluated to see, you know, whether he's ever mentally competent to regain his license. And, you know, that's a very hard situation. And I think he should do some jail time. I really do, because I think this is such a horrible behavior. Yeah. It's way off the Richter scale of anyone I've ever heard of anything I've ever heard of.
All right, let me ask you about Andy Williams and what's going on with him and whether he survives this, what is it, bladder cancer, I think.
Well, it all depends on whether it's gotten outside the bladder.
Yeah.
And bladder cancer is treatable if it's localized, And we just don't have enough information yet to see how far advanced it is.
All right, news on Erbitux.
This is some real big hope. Erbitux is a unique kind of drug. It's a monoclonal antibody. It's made up of both mouse and human monoclonal antibodies, and it's already approved for some kinds of colon cancer as well as non-metastatic head and neck cancer. The news is the FDA approved it for combination use with chemotherapy for late-stage head and neck cancer treatment. Some new hope.
Dr. Kennard, good day.
Wow.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Started with movie moments by having movie music. This is from the James Bond movie, The World Is Not Enough. The group is garbage. They didn't exist before or after this, did they?
Well, the group isn't garbage, but the group is garbage.
Well, but do they have, exactly. What else are they known for?
They've had some songs.
Have they?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what the movie up. And the music, number one during this week in 1999. So that would have been Pierce Brosnan, wouldn't it, Chucker?
Yeah. Been
his first one? Was it that? Was that his first one?
No, GoldenEye was his first one. Right,
so this was the second one then. All right, so, this marks, by the way, the beginning of the filming of the new James Bond movie. It took place yesterday. First day of shooting, be around for Christmas next year. So what does that mean in terms of where? Do you know where they're shooting this new James Bond flick?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure, but I believe it's not in this country. It's international.
Yeah, it's always, that's what makes it so intriguing, among other things. This is another garbage song. Yeah. All right, we've gotten started here with Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, also the author of the blog Entertainment Today and Beyond. If you go to DougStefan.com and you see just above the Queen of Cheap and Dr. Ken Daily Dose Box, all of the contributors are there, and there's a big picture, a beautiful picture, in fact, of Chucker. And his that click on that goes right to his blog. You'll learn a lot by reading that. It's kind of a fun thing. Let's do our movie quiz, and we'll get to some movie news. This was something that was at the box. Let me see here. 1997, the year of this movie. Number one during this week, in fact, of 97. Here are the clues. The first one, I don't know, because I kind of remember this movie, but not well, so let's see what we get out of it.
I only have one rule. Everyone fights. No one quits. don't do your job, I'll kill you myself.
Great. 800-510-8255. Know the name of the movie. You haven't won before on Good Day. You get the prize if you know and you're first in, if you haven't won. Here's the next clip.
I'm sorry, what year?
1997, Rich.
I should know this. Okay.
Yes, you should.
How could this happen?
I thought we were smarter than the bugs.
All right, you got it, Richie. Chuck, you got this?
I have a guess. I'm not 100%.
Yeah, I have a guess, too.
All right, brother.
You know what?
That was the last clue was pretty important.
The hot chicken that just spoke there?
Yeah.
Former Mrs. Sheen. Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She was in the James Bond flick, too.
Yes.
All right, that's next, right. Last clip.
Oh, yeah.
You kill anything that has more than two legs, you get me?
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
Yeah, I like that. I love that movie.
I'm campy, sure you did, Chuck.
Campy as can be, but fun.
Yeah, 800-510-TALK. Meanwhile, Chuck will have some movie news for us in 1 minute on Good Day.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are. But what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR, 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Speaking of amazing, here's Chuck Curry with today's amazing movie news.
All right, Doug, actor Benicio del Toro, best known for movies like Traffic and The Wolfman, reportedly will be offered the lead villain role in J.J. Abrams' sequel to his Star Trek reboot. Filming on that begins filming early 2012 for, I believe, a summer 2013 release. Other news, according to the director himself, Ridley Scott's next film will be a sequel to his 1982 cult classic Blade Runner. It will feature all new characters, so he says Harrison Ford's character will not appear in the movie. Robert De Niro will play Bernie Madoff in a movie made for HBO. Asked why he would take the role, he said because the check cleared. Other news, it is our way with De Niro. He just says about everything. NBC will air a TV series based on Anthony Hopkins' Oscar-winning Hannibal Lecter character. Yeah. The only actor I could see playing that role for television, I think, would be Michael Emerson, who played Ben on Lost, who's currently on Person of Interest, but he has a gig, so it's not going to happen. But I'm not a fan of Hannibal on a network.
No, that's awful.
I think it's going to work.
All right, 800-510-TALK, dialed up by Mike. What's the name of the movie, Mike?
Fight Club.
Fight Club is not correct. Abdul at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. What's the name, Abdul, of the movie?
Star Trooper, sir.
Say again?
Star Trooper.
Is that close enough, Chugger?
Yeah, Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers. All right, Abdul, you win the prize. Hold on just a second. Thank you for listening. And Chucker, thank you for being here on Good Day 59 after the hour. With the